Summary of Religion by the Numbers. Religion by the Numbers offers a comparative analysis of recent religious trends in the United States, France, the United Kingdom, and Latin America, drawing on recent polls and surveys. The piece explores the observed links between religious practice, political alignment, and demographic shifts in these countries and regions. It highlights both similarities and contrasts. A first takeaway is that while Catholic and Christian theologies remain universal, the lived experience of religion is shaped by local social, political, and economic contexts. Music. The article centers on fresh data from the United States, France, and the United Kingdom, while lamenting the scarcity of reliable religious data in Latin America. This lack of sustained domestic research leaves Latin America, the region with the world's largest Catholic population, largely uncharted in terms of religious change. Music. The data from the United States comes from the Pew Research Center's most recent poll, finding revealing that overall religious commitment in that country remains steady since 2020, contradicting claims of a religious revival among young adults. Monthly church attendance among young adults, 18 to 29, has not increased significantly. The narrowing gender gap in religious practice is attributed not to increased male participation, but to declining religious attendance, participation, and belief among young women. This finding is politically significant, as some commentators, especially in conservative circles, talk about a conservative religious resurgence as a key fuel for the support of Donald Trump and the Make America Great Again movement. The data, however, shows two Christian denominations frequently used as poster boys of this alleged revival, Catholicism and Greek Orthodoxy, are either losing members or barely maintaining their numbers. High-profile conversions, such as that of J.D. Vance, are not enough to reverse these trends. The piece highlights how, despite the overly anti-Christian nature of many of Trump's policies, such as the anti-migrant raids, the Catholic bishops in the United States remain divided in their response to such issues. The Pew data also refutes media narratives about the growth of Greek Orthodoxy, showing that the denomination loses as many members as it gains. The piece highlights how an unexpected consequence of Trump's policies is the renewed relevance of race and ethnicity, especially among Latino and Black voters. The Miami-Dade mayoral race and state elections in New Jersey and Virginia illustrate how minority voters who were willing to give Trump a chance shifted away from the Republican Party, undermining the attempts of conservative Catholics aligned with MAGA to build a monolithic Catholic vote. Music. The French poll, conducted by La Croix and IFOP, a French pollster, surveyed 2,159 people, including a subsample of 1,004 regular Catholic churchgoers interviewed around the time of Pope Francis's death. The results reveal a healthy political fragmentation within French Catholicism. While the right holds a slight majority of the Catholic vote, the left also commands significant support, and no single party dominates. The Catholic Church in France is described as an archipelago of movements, with two-thirds of respondents expressing openness to the Latin Mass, but with no appetite for an all-in support for the French far right. The absence of a unified Catholic vote is seen as a positive development, reducing the risk of identity-driven political polarization similar to that in the U.S. and other European countries. At least in France, far-right parties, often supported by external actors like Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, have not succeeded in capturing the religious mainstream, despite stunts aiming at instilling terror in migrant and refugee populations in countries such as Germany, where a Bavarian far-right group Lederhosen revolt dressing as Santa Claus distributed fake expulsion tickets in the Munich subway. In the United Kingdom, the Bible Society's Quiet Revival report documents a surprising increase in church attendance, particularly among young adults and young men. Monthly attendance for young adults, 18 to 24, rose from 4% in 2018 to 16% in 2024, with young males' attendance surging from 4 to 21%. These numbers mark a shift in historical trends in the United Kingdom, where, as it happens in other Western countries, female-dominated religious practice used to be the norm. The piece, however, warns about potential explanations of this shift, since it is happening in the calamitous post-Brexit and post-pandemic context, rather than to theological renewal. Caution is more necessary as revival may be a temporary response to a crisis fueling massive emigration of young Britons who left their country in search for opportunities, mostly after Brexit. The search for meaning in times of uncertainty is a well-established sociological phenomenon, and the UK's dramatic shift in religious practice may reflect this dynamic. Another reason to be cautious is the potential effects of clergy sexual abuse. A main driver of the quiet revival is the return of young Anglicans to the pews, and even if the clergy sexual abuse in the Anglican Communion follows different patterns, both Justin Welby and Sarah Mullally, the former and designate Archbishop of Canterbury, face allegations of mismanagement of clergy sexual abuse cases. The piece explores changing gender dynamics in religious practice. In the United States, secularization is led by young women. That change narrows the historical gender gap in religious attendance in the United States, but creating the perception of a return of young males, which is something the data do not support. In France, women remain the most engaged demographic, with the advantage of the absence of a voting bloc. Another key finding from the French data is that Paris emerges as the most religious region in France, challenging established sociological models about secularization. In the United Kingdom, the revival is primarily a male phenomenon, with the already noted caveats. Overall, the data forces to reconsider theories about church attendance and support. Notably, the 1960s idea that only conservative churches grow. The data from both France and the United States in Trump 2.0 challenge that notion. The same happens when one looks at examples about the consequences of betting big in that notion as it has happened in Mexico, with both the Catholic Legion of Christ and the Luz del Mundo Church, and other organizations illustrating the risks of prioritizing political power over pastoral care while pretending to be conservative. The lack of reliable religious data from Latin America is attributed to limited domestic research capacity and funding. The region relies on broad surveys like Latinobarometro, which offer comparative insights, but lack depth on theological and lifestyle changes. Occasional national surveys exist, but they are constrained by scope and resources. The Pew Research Center's efforts to measure the impact of Pope Francis's pontificate provide some comparative data, but the region remains a black hole in global religious analysis. The article concludes that the global religious landscape is defined by contradictions and political volatility. The United States is experiencing decline led by young women, while the United Kingdom lives a revival led by young men. These trends are linked to national crises rather than theological resurgence. Political polarization threatens churches, with wealthy and influential cores seeking to build Christian political blocs. In France, fragmentation and diversity offer protection against identity-driven politics. The piece calls for better data and more nuanced analysis, especially in Latin America, to understand the true sources of religious change. The piece emphasizes that while Catholic theology is universal, the lived reality of religion is shaped by local contexts, and simplistic narratives about revival or decline must be critically examined.